lover of law.
You know, feel me on this. Ladies and gents, your dopey host presents extravagance in the lady frame.
Man, it's your boy, aka Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
Dang. Yo, 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 what's good? Your boy, Real Deal Ty, in the building. Wait, Nate.
You already know what it is, man. Mr. Larry Porter.
I'm here, baby.
I'm here.
You already know how we do it. Anomaly! What's up, baby?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Got another season ahead.
You already know what it is, man. I know that's my favorite phrase, because you already know. If you know, you know. So we had to bring somebody very, very special back. My favorite wet dream. What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Wait. Are we up yet? Are we up yet?
Oh, yeah.
This is the nice. All right. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. A lot of things have been going on, like right now. And we don't know how long it's going to last. But it's happening. You know what I'm saying? So, we talking about the coronavirus. But it's been doing a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially to entrepreneurs, you know, like, if you're getting off work, stay home. Hold on. If you're getting off work, stay home, be safe. I mean, the stuff that you heard from the movie Contagion, you know.
That's your reference, huh?
Yeah, do what young Lawrence Fishburne said. Wash your hands and do all of that stuff, right? But it's good that people get off work, but think about the business owners, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do they, or how are they handling this situation? Because you got entrepreneurs that are doing very well, and you got entrepreneurs that are trying to maintain. And Dream, you are an entrepreneur, correct?
Yes, I am.
Talk to us about how it's happening for you.
You're so silly. Alright, so people are scared to buy stuff online because a lot of this stuff comes from overseas, so all that has stopped. Can't go do makeup because you gotta go to somebody's house and you can't be in a group of 10 or more, so that's cut out. Then you gotta have the sanitizer and the gloves. That's cut out because the hospital is low, doctor's office is low, everybody's low because no one wanted specimens. So if you have a crap such as like makeup, runway, selling shoes like that, or you have a store business, you have to close. I mean, even if you're in a restaurant, they're only open from like 1 to 5, and it's only takeout. So you gotta rush and make as much money as you can. You have a lot of models that's doing fan only page, but that's just not gonna last too long. Unless you got a 9 to 5 with the secure, you know what I'm saying? If you can still get paid even though you're not at work, that's the only way you're gonna survive.
Now, as an entrepreneur, and a lot of the stuff that you do is with people, are you thinking of revamping or thinking of other things that you can do that you haven't thought of before that might be helpful in this time that you can keep going with?
Yeah, I would probably do makeup tips online, like YouTube, and let that generate, and then have people asking questions and stuff like that, just to keep everything going. Probably show them a spring collection for the shoes that is coming up. They got a couple of designers that still want me to kind of promote for them, so I'm gonna just throw that out there, do a Facebook Live, or Instagram Live just to keep it going. You get what I'm saying? Now, if somebody say, look, I need these shoes because I'm going out or I'm going to do this, and then I might have to wrap up and go real, make that money.
Now, since you throwing parties and stuff, now I'm in Baltimore right now. They doing a difference where everybody trying to throw house parties, you know. So, have you ever anybody invited you to house parties yet, or
have you already? Yeah, I mean back in the day, but now people in Virginia, they're so scared. I mean, they shutting shit down. Like they shutting it down. Like they shutting the ABC store down. ABC store. After this week, yeah, because you know, back in the day, if you get liquor that, and I know everybody knows somebody that's old school, if you get like white liquor, the 100 proof, you can make your own sanitizer.
That's what I mean.
And lavender, and you make your own sanitizer. So they shutting down the ABC store because they don't want people just, you know what I'm saying, buying up all that liquor and making stuff. So they shutting that down. The DMV is shut down.
Sometimes you got it. You gotta drink. Sometimes you gotta drink through some things just to know keep yourself sane from not freaking
Bingo.
Out.
That's true.
Awesome.
Yeah, like if you got an essential worker, essential to the workplace, everything else closed down. Like if you're not with the restaurant, stores, anything else like that, basically shut down.
So, what do pimps do at a situation like this?
Did you say pets?
Pimps.
They got to sanitize the hotel room.
The hoes can't be on the stroll with the Rona out there. Like, do they get bailed out?
I can't even, man. I can't even.
Yo, what?
Pimps make the world go round. They are the unsung heroes.
Yo, they have to figure out about their staff.
Think of the pep talk that pimping Ken and them are talking to the hoes in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
is he still wanting them to work?
No, yeah. Yeah, they still, man. It's always plenty. It's plenty of ways to skin a cat. So everybody going.
No pun intended. You know,
yeah. Everybody just going to the house. Everybody doing a lot of things, like, in the comfort of their home and stuff. And with a pimp, like, in Baltimore right now, you know, it's minor crimes. If it's not a violent crime, they not arresting you.
Right. Is that real? Was that real?
Yes.
They not on
real. Oh, man, that's so funny. Wow. Hey, come on, man. Come on, man. Stop.
Wow.
Yeah. Put the weed down. Fuck you, P.
Nah, that's legal. But you gotta think though, because my people were saying they was like, "Yo, like just because like they not gonna mess with you for it right now, but everything's already on camera, so all they're gonna do is you just gonna have warrants when everything clear, and then you up later."
Like, man, that's fucked up.
They gonna write your ticket. You're not really getting to know. You're just getting a break right now.
Yeah.
Nah,
give me that cocaine. Now you can keep your cocaine.
You gotta make that money.
But I'm gonna write you a ticket.
right.
Write a ticket for this cocaine.
Exactly. Exactly.
You better snort it up right now, cause ladies be coming back.
Yeah, they coming back. DMV still texting me about sending me my speeding ticket, so they gonna come back and get me. That's what
that's
it is.
That's insanity.
But that is crazy though, because you know you got entrepreneurs. I mean, pimps are entrepreneurs. I'm really thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
but you said some places are still open now.
Yeah, but that's
hold on, like, hold on. You said some places. What place is still open?
They got some, I mean, there's some hair stores right here that's still trying to stay open. It's hair salons, it's nail salons. They're still trying to make that money. Like, and they're trying to keep it down to 10 people within their facility. Like, they still, because they got a.
Who buying hair from them something right now?
Yeah, them Chinese restaurants shut down. I ain't eating not damn Chinese food.
Right. I ain't no Chinese food. You ain't going to no Chinese spot. I ain't even fucking with the fortune cookies right now.
Not the fortune cookies.
Y'all food y'all is unworthy.
But that's not even crazy. I mean, you also got to think about your grocery store, the amount of stuff that we import from China, the amount of food that we import from China. So you might already have fish in your home that's from China.
Everything is from China. Look at the tag.
I know right now, $5 on gas is going.
I mean, we do import a lot of stuff from China, but most of the stuff we import is from Canada and Mexico.
Well, that is true.
We come through it. Yeah.
But there is a method, though, and it works. If you have something on that's made from China, you got to take it off. So, Dream, look at your bra. What is it made from?
Look at my what?
Look at your bra. What are your bra made from?
I don't have one of them.
Exactly. Oh, neither do I.
Free titties! Titties are free!
Bra.
All right.
You still make those?
Well, bottoms?
None.
What? Hey.
None.
That's what I'm talking about. Free balling. Free balling with jawling. Yeah.
Stop it.
None, Hunky. None.
Wave Nation. You had to know that was coming. I think this call turned into a video call. Is that, that's what y'all said? Y'all want a video call? You knew this was coming, Pete. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's been real crazy, you know what I'm saying? These are concerns. Do y'all really, you know what I'm saying, y'all really think we getting this going, how long y'all think this is going to last, though, you know? You think we going to be in here?
Roniana.
Yeah. Roniana.
They said the kids are not going back to school until next year.
What? Next school year? Next school year?
School year.
That's if they don't get a control on the virus. If they get a control on the virus, maybe within 2-3 months. But by then, it's time for them to get out of school. What's going on?
Oh, word.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Dre.
What's up?
You naked for real? Word. Oh, shit. Oh, she said what the fuck I thought. Yeah, what was I thinking? Yo, Anomaly, your titties out too?
Well, I don't wear a bra around the house, and I never wear panties, but I do have on clothes, remember?
I'm confused.
I just kick the kids out.
Oh, yeah, they out. The other kids out, too. Hey. You kick the kids out, and the girls is out. Ooh. Excellent. I really like this. She's butt-ass naked on the Wave Nation. Can you get it? Woo! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Is this something you normally do, Dream? Or just you did this for the waves?
Nah, normally.
You hear that, guy? The Dream is always naked. She's always.
Oh, they know.
They say they know. Birthday suit. What you talking about? Happy birthday. I'm saying. But that's good though. You quarantine. I mean, you in your own house.
Might as well.
Let's make this.
They don't close for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, Dream, are you laying on the bed right now, or?
Are you trying to get a visual?
I am Anomaly. I'm gonna get to you next, baby. Don't worry about it.
I was sitting on the bed drinking coffee.
We are in quarantine. We have to use our imaginations, right?
Yeah, there ain't nothing else left.
Right, exactly. Ain't nothing else left, right? We got technology. We can do video. I mean, it's nothing else left. You know, we all adults here, so you know what I'm saying.
Welcome to the party.
Exactly. So, where you at? You laying on the bed or the couch?
Bed. In my room.
Oh, you laying in your room. Okay. Laying on the room, on her bed. Do you have silk sheets or regular sheets?
What's your count? What's your count?
Do you need the color too?
Anomaly, I said I'll get to you, baby. Word. So, like Porter said, what's your thread count? What's your thread count?
No, I have no clue. No clue.
Oh, she got no clue. She butt naked on her bed. All right. What color is your shoe?
You okay?
Yeah.
Blue.
Porter, when you got to call from mute your phone, son, don't ruin this for me.
You might have an allergy. Don't do it like that.
And that's the crazy thing about it. I hear smoking at the same time. Try to sit here and think to him. Like, oh my goodness. Continue.
Why?
Okay.
So with the blue sheet.
So, Dream, we back, Dream. What color is your sheets, baby?
Blue.
Ooh. Oh, wait. What size is the bag? King or queen? Don't be a twin.
Queen.
Oh, queen?
Queen.
Oh, yeah, because you're a queen. All right. Butt naked. Have y'all seen the Dream before, right?
God, yes.
God damn. So imagine that on a queen size bed, butt naked. You see what I'm saying?
Drink your cup.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a lot.
That is, woo. That is crazy.
You know what the funny thing is, though?
What's the funny thing, Anomaly?
I've seen her shake it. You guys have not.
We have not seen her shake. That's an excellent point, Anomaly.
That is true. That is true.
That's why we said
true. That's why she's special.
I don't want to jump too fast, you know what I'm saying? Because we could turn this bitch to live right now. But
maybe you should say that for the next one.
The next one? Oh, I'll hold you to a dream. In my dream. This motherfucker is beautiful. Like, goddamn.
You done got her started, see?
Yeah. Anomaly. What? Anomaly. Throw some old out the ears back out there. Yes!
I'm just saying.
Yes. What else is you saying, Anomaly?
Y'all got it. You brought that up, and I was just thinking, I mean, like, yeah, everybody's seen her. Well, not everybody, but y'all have seen her pictures. Yeah. And her pictures are amazing. Yeah. But when she shakes it, it's just like, okay, I got it.
Oh, word. I think I drooled a little bit. What?
Yeah, you do.
Yo, you right. When she shake it, we never seen it, you know? We never seen it. Such a shame.
She has.
Such a shame.
Special. I'm telling you.
But think about this. You know, we are in quarantine. We only live once. We don't know. We may need to see it before we die.
I might have to make a trip to North Carolina.
Hell yeah. You know? Hell yeah. I wear the super thin gloves. skin tight made Trojan gloves, you know, sponsored by Trojan.
Oh my god.
No doubt. Anomaly, you said your girls is out too? They still pierced?
Yeah, of course. I'm not taking those out.
Oh, they don't never come out?
No, I don't take them out. I mean, I switch them out, but I don't take them out, like, from a bar to a horseshoe, things like that, but I don't just take them out and leave them out.
They say when chicks get their nips pierced, it says a lot about them.
What does it say about them?
It says that y'all live on the edge.
I don't know about that.
You were already on the edge before she got them pierced, so I don't know.
Oh, you were there? You were there? Dwayne, you were there? This is your influence? This is your influence? You're doing? Who was Anomaly before she met you, Dream? Yeah.
The same. She was very quiet. She was quiet
and nice. Oh my god. So you're the big bad wolf, Dream.
No.
I'm still quiet. I'm still not. Oh.
So you're the original, the original vampire.
Okay, let's say this. She introduced me to some things. I will admit that.
What things?
And
what things?
Remember when we were taught, we had the conversation about if a guy pays, then he's expecting sex. And I right. said, well, if I pay, am I going to get sex the way I want? Because you might not want it the way I want it.
How do you want it? How do you want it, Anomaly?
Now, if I want to strap up and fuck a dude, is that okay because I paid?
Not a regular dude. Not a regular dude.
I don't see. You see what I'm saying? I mean, but y'all think, oh, because I paid, dudes like always, I paid, so I'm expecting this.
But you ain't paying nobody to be gay, though. You're not paying for that.
You're not paying nobody to be gay. You're just helping them fill their fantasy without them feeling any type of way.
That's not his fantasy, dude. Yeah, no straight man, no straight man desires to be plundered like that.
Okay.
We'll be easy
with a straight guy.
It's so many soft guys out here for that. Not real niggas like us. What else? Yeah. What else? That's not even on a discount. Like, we don't no brand. We don't sell it. Not selling.
That's okay. I can talk you into it.
You can tuck me in or talk me into it. I mean, you got. Hey, Dream, did you teach Anomaly how to talk? Because Anomaly can talk. Like, she can talk you off a bridge. That's how she can do it, you know?
Talk you off it, on it.
Yeah, she can talk you off it or on it. But I would hope she would talk somebody off it. But that's how good she could talk, you know? Like, she make you want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
You should do it. It's a very wonderful experience.
It came from you, didn't it, Dream?
Just like to make people do what, allow them to do what they want to do. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What you want to
do? I mean, everybody gets pleasure.
Just allow it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
She know a lot of down low brothers.
Oh my God. Hey, you know what's dangerous? If we all was in the same room together, that'd be dangerous. Because Anomaly gonna be trying to turn us out. You fucking crazy. It's not gonna go the way we want it to go.
Boys, come down the rabbit hole. It's fun. We got snacks.
Yeah. See, you didn't say you had snacks earlier. No, it's different now. You got snacks. You know who probably looking like a snack right now? Fuck it. Naked ass Dream.
Come on and bring that rabbit hole over here.
Oh my God.
Lord of Jesus.
I want to be there. I don't even want to wake up from this dream. That's what I'm talking about.
You better wake
up. You better wake up.
The banana and the tailpipe.
Oh shit. Right.
You better wake up.
Hey, Porter, set a timer, yo. Set a timer.
Yeah. I come get you, son.
Yo, son, can you imagine this? These are two sirens right here. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Great.
You go to sleep, waking up.
Right,
all right. Right.
So y'all hold me down. Y'all wake me up from this dream in an hour. All I need is an hour.
We will definitely hold you down.
Well, don't hold me down.
I know, right?
Right. Don't hold me down. Don't do that. Not that.
But that's what you said.
See how they twist your words? You see how they twist your words? You got to be careful.
How is that? That's exactly what you said. You said, hold me down. Okay, I'll hold
Listen,
you down. I mean,
know, I know what I said.
Nah, it was a disclaimer.
You want to be held down, you want to be free.
I don't want to be held down by you two.
Bite on his apple.
Terrell, what you say?
Oh, he definitely needs a safe word.
Yeah, tell him it's a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Disclaimer, guys.
Limited time offer. No purchase necessary. Offer valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. No animals were harmed during the production of this soundboard. Subject to change without notice. Side effects include dry mouth, occasional pig snort or two, sore stomach, teary eyes, icky jaws, and whatever tingles well.
Fight over it.
All right, we are back. We're not held accountable for the things that we say on the Wave Nation. This is so fun. Who said quarantine was boring? This is not boring. But for real though, you really naked though, Dream?
Yes.
All right, so I'm gonna come back to you, Dream. For real, I'm coming back.
Okay.
All right, Anomaly.
Okay.
Cling your titties together. Let me hear them things.
Hold up. My boobs are not long.
They ain't gotta be long.
They're perky.
Yeah, they perk. They perked up. Hit them joints. Cling, cling.
You obviously don't understand how boobs work. Boobs have to be long for you to cling them together.
Oh, really?
And you hear the piercing? Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe you should show us.
Apparently.
If you show us, then I would know, right?
Yeah, so I can get you a picture of some peers.
Not
titties.
No, I want yours.
Video on.
Turn the video on. Turn the video on. That's what I'm talking about. That's the real estate you said all day, real deal.
Damn. I'm weak.
Yeah, we gonna be weak after this.
Well, we gonna be strong again.
Especially after looking at the Dream. I mean, goddamn, have you seen this motherfucker?
Y'all are retarded.
Only when we need to be. Only when we need to be. So, queen size bed, blue sheets, and cocoa butter Dream laying on top of it. I mean. Could you ask for anything more? Like a cherry on top? On top
what
of the cherry?
What we missing, Anomaly?
Yeah.
What's the next question?
You're asking me the next question?
Yeah. What's some shit that y'all done did now? And y'all ain't trying to talk, you know what I'm saying? What y'all did together?
Oh, we're quarantined for real.
Yeah. We've been waiting.
Y'all don't need to know everything.
Give us a quarantine.
Give it to us. We've been waiting all a long time for this Dream.
We just handle business. Everything.
Exactly.
Talk to us. Anomaly. Spill the beans.
Beans. Well, we're talking about black beans, kidney beans, black-eyed peas, garbanzo beans. Well, I don't know much about Italians, but garbanzo beans.
Just
Italian.
Tell us a story. Let us dream a little. Tell us a story.
I'm not good at telling stories.
Well, tell us what actually happened then.
Oh, okay. All right, so we did a party. We went to the party. We worked. We made money. We left.
Okay. When you was in school and you wrote a paragraph and the teacher was like, no, Anomaly, give me details. Give us details of what happened at this party.
And I tell the teacher, I was taught evidence is not good.
Anomaly, let me paint the situation for you. Let me paint this for you, okay? So,
all right, paint.
I need to hear these stories because I collect them for the space bank. So let me hear these stories of what y'all done at these parties. I know it was good. So tell these stories, you and the Dream. The dynamic duo, what happened at these parties?
Okay, I have a story. It wasn't at a party. It was in this club. Okay. All right. It was the Dream thing. I think it was like six of us deep this night. There were some rappers in the club. It was sick. They were throwing money.
What rappers?
I can't fucking remember. I don't know. I think it's when, like, Oh my God. I think it's like when 50 Cent maybe came out. I can't remember. One of them in that era. All right. So we had an idea. We bought pearls. And all six of us, we put pearls right up in. I think they were like 60. You remember those white pearls?
Wait a minute.
You want to let me tell the story or you want to interrupt me, darling?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dream. Ooh. Okay.
So we got on the stage and, you know, started throwing money and shit like that. So then we started, you know, getting on our knees and bouncing. And then we formed the biggest triangle ever. And all of us just bent over. So all of us at the same time went and got the pearls with our mouth. And we pulled it out in a circle, like in the triangle, just moving. And money kept flashing, and we all pulled the pearls out. It was real nice. A couple of double head dildos and bars and all those.
You opening up too much there.
I didn't say who.
Wait.
You know, no disclaimer here. I didn't say who.
Wait a minute.
We made like $2,000 a piece on that little.
Okay,
easy.
You made a lot of money. Where did these pearls come out of? You said the pearls pulled out of where?
We crevices. The pearls out.
Out your mouth or there?
No, we took the pearl.
Nah, they remixed the peony eggs.
You put pearls in your ass?
Not the ass.
No. Try again.
Try again. Did you? You put pearls in the. The cooch.
Yep, and we took our mouth and went down.
Oh, so Anomaly took her mouth and pulled the pearls out of you.
I didn't say that. I just said what happened.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not as soft if I was earlier. Just getting there. We quarantined. What the fuck y'all want?
No doubt.
So that's what a party consists of. Okay.
No, that wasn't a party.
Oh, that wasn't a party.
That was at the club.
That was at the club. Oh.
Yeah, we worked at a juice bar.
The locks? Like Styles P and that kind of juice bar?
No, well, in North Carolina, well, where we were working for that county specifically, or the town, I'm not sure which one, you could not sell alcohol and get completely naked. You could sell juice, soda, but no hard alcohol. If you did get completely naked and you sold alcohol, not only would the club be fine, the girls could be arrested.
Oh, why?
So we worked at a juice bar.
Why is that?
Because that was
they kind of found a way to put in the action, right?
That's fucking.
They still whack. Find a way to bring alcohol in.
Yeah, that's fucking whack. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's all right. I like the way you stepped up, Dream. You know what I'm saying? Good job. Okay, Anomaly, your turn.
Oh God, that was enough for both of us.
No, that definitely was enough for both of us. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Y'all didn't say anything.
Why not?
To be so sexy, y'all really holding back. Like, come on, yo. Like,
yeah.
Y'all teasing like a motherfucker. Like, stop. gentlemen, help me out, gentlemen.
That's what he got my dick cap on. I'm like, do tell.
You're right. Do tell. No doubt. So, Anomaly, you don't wear bottoms or tops.
No.
But you wear clothes.
Never wore bottoms.
Sometimes. She never wore bottoms? Tell us how you, when you found that out. Tell us what was your reaction, Dream, when you found out she doesn't ever wear bottoms.
I plead the fifth on that.
You plead the fifth?
It was like, well, no, that's where it started, though. Me working in the club, that's where it started, because my thought process was, I have a string up my ass all night long. I don't want nothing on my butt for the rest of the time. So I'm done. Yeah. That was my thought process.
I like your thought process.
And I haven't been back. I haven't been back.
That makes sense, right?
I mean, there's a few instances where they have been put on, but it wasn't of choice.
You got to be forced.
Wait. What? Like a kid that don't want to wear a diaper? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's how she is.
Basically,
pretty much.
Yes.
That's how she is.
Pretty much.
Don't.
It's a punishment.
Put on me. That's a punishment.
It's a punishment. Yeah.
Her, yeah.
It's so restricting.
Yeah. So, Dream, you punished Anomaly before?
No. Oh, no. I rewarded her every chance I got.
You did that, didn't you? I bet you did. Yes, you did. I fucking like this. I really like this. You want to know something? I think they got some secrets. Don't you think so, Terrell?
Yeah, Porter? Absolutely.
Absolutely, right?
Something happened.
Listen.
Something went down.
Something went down. You know what? I bet something went down. Hey, Dream, what does Anomaly feel like? What does she feel like?
What do I feel like?
Yeah. Don't worry. It's going to get better than this. What does she feel like? Describe Anomalies and how she felt when you touched her and rubbed on her and stuff.
Like a girl?
I know you did.
Like a girl.
I know you did. You said like a girl. All girls don't feel the same. We all know that. We all know that.
She was a nice, respectable Catholic girl. Put it like that. You know.
Catholic?
Yeah.
We didn't know that.
We went to Bible study together.
Oh, yeah, with the Bible study. And then y'all had the dirty nun outfit on, huh? Yeah.
I don't think I've ever owned one of those.
Oh,
but...
so the Dream was cinnamon with the S.
They were the naughty teachers.
Naughty teacher. So, yet again, what did Anomaly feel like?
She was a very nice girl. She was. Very soft and petite. Mm. Nice.
Very nice. I can believe that. So, Anomaly, what did the Dream feel like?
Her name says it all.
She felt like a dream? Like a cloud? What did she feel like?
Is that what you think a dream feels like, a cloud?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Explain.
Elaborate.
We need to know.
We're quarantined for real.
Yeah. Yeah, all we got is an imagination, so it's going to get real in this. So, what did the dream feel like, Anomaly? Come on, my dick getting soft. Let's go!
If she feels exactly like her name, a dream.
A good dream.
She's soft, she's curvy, there's no cellulite, everything is smooth and very feminine.
Wow, that sounds delicious. So, how did you rub on her? Like, how did you know? Would you put lotion on her, or would you give her a massage? Like, how did you know how she felt?
I mean, we worked at the same place, so we all had to, like, oil each other up, you know, help each other out.
Let's not make light of this. So, how did you do it?
Very carefully.
Oh, very carefully. Very fragile. Very fragile. Anomaly. What does a dream taste like?
Really?
What does a dream taste like?
I mean, you can
say. Somebody like the dream circle?
Yeah.
What does a dream? I don't think you can taste dreams.
Right. What does the dream taste like? You know what? Fuck that. Dream. What does the dream taste like? Dream.
Who told you to taste like?
What do you taste like?
Are you asking me?
Hey, for real, real deal. They acting like some shy schoolgirls, ain't they?
It was both shy.
Because we already told you.
Who, me?
But you keep asking.
You didn't tell me what nobody tastes like. So what do they taste like?
I mean, I taste good. I mean, you know.
I mean, thank you, Dre, for being an adult.
I mean, I can only speak for me. So therefore, if I'm having relationships with a guy and he's, you know, if it's dick and me and I suck his dick, of course I taste good because my juice is on the dick. So I taste pretty fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah. See, that's how you do it when you're an adult. You just own your shit, you know? Instead of...
I mean, I taste good.
All right. Very good.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, anomaly tastes good, you know.
You said anomaly tastes good?
You probably do.
You said,
probably do.
Don't say probably, you know. You know. You know. Right.
You probably do.
What's the big idea here? You know. No doubt.
I think it probably tastes like peaches.
Hey, anomaly. No.
Yes.
On. Ooh, yay. Hey, Dream. You ever seen anomaly suck some dick? You ever seen anomaly do that?
I don't think so.
You think so? That's something you probably won't forget.
She said,
I don't.
I don't think you'll forget that. You should say you don't think so.
That's exactly what she said.
Anomaly, have you seen the Dream do that?
No, I have not.
You never seen the Dream do that?
No, I have not.
You never seen the Dream wrap her lips around it?
I have not.
You sure?
Let me think about it. I have not.
I mean, yeah, so it's a lot of things y'all know about each other. It's a lot of things y'all don't know about each other, right?
That's with anybody. You know a lot about some people, and there's still some things you don't know about them.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I know a lot.
Or we could know everything and just not say it.
I think you know everything and not saying it. Yay! I will be the sacrificial lamb for all of us fellas today.
Appreciate it. So it seems like he's ready to go down that rabbit hole.
I'm already there. Shit, it's the quarantine. I'm in the hole right now with a rope tied around my waist. Pull me up, fellas.
It's gonna be around.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I'm gonna tug on the rope and they gonna pull me out when they get too real.
Nah, I mean, we gotta make sure.
How much time we got on the time before?
Definitely.
We got about 15 minutes, real deal. So let's make the most of these 15 minutes. I'm down there, Dream. Don't let me dream too long.
You will just let it out, though. Yeah. You gotta have your scuba gear on.
Oh, yeah. So you've never seen each other do that? That's interesting. That's interesting. Maybe you can give each other.
Why is that interesting?
Because maybe you can give each other some pointers, you know? I mean, you never seen each other do it, so how do you know you do it the best?
That is fair for me to give her pointers. I think she's fine. I mean, she has a kid. I got a kid. Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure no one heard what you just said because your voice got really, really light. Did you say you got to see it?
That's not what she's saying.
I mean,
that's what I heard. Didn't you hear that, Porter? Didn't Dream? I heard it too. three against one.
Have a kid.
No pun intended. Dream, you so sexy. You so pretty, Dream.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, you my baby. No doubt. Hey. I feel so good. No doubt. So, Anomaly.
We're not going to make it through this quarantine.
Oh, hell no, we ain't going to make it through this shit. What are you talking about? Shit, I done lost several layers of clothes right now.
As long as you don't run out in the street.
Nah, I ain't going outside.
No, right?
Spike Man. So, Anomaly.
What's up?
Sounds so good. What was the... You and the dream, what did y'all do, man? What was the freakiest shit y'all did at these... At any moment? Not just the show, not just the club. Because if y'all watching each other being naked all the time, and you so free, I know you were just like, fuck it. Like, what did y'all do?
Honestly speaking, there's a lot of memory loss during that time. So I can't remember a lot of stuff.
I'm pretty sure you remember. Let me hear something. That's what people say when they don't want to say it. No, seriously, there
is a lot of memory loss.
Oh, so you don't remember no dicks, nothing, no vaginas.
Why would I remember?
You don't remember no assholes in your mouth. You don't remember none of that.
Like, part of that life is why I choose, when I go out to different dungeons, why I choose to play sober.
She
because
said
I like
dungeon.
To remember what I did.
Well, she don't remember. Who the fuck used that in the sentence?
That nigga shit.
She said a dungeon.
I stopped
using
that nigga shit.
Yeah.
Never heard that in a sentence like that. So the dream.
Oh, because I'm...
Go ahead, Anomaly. I'm sorry, baby. What'd you say?
Because I'm not talking about a strip club or a dance club. I'm talking about a dungeon for my activities. When I go out, when I go to a dungeon, I choose to play completely sober so that I can remember.
But the dreams... Oh, you a psychopath. You want to remember.
Yeah, I want to remember.
What the fuck?
Of course I want to remember. You don't want to remember the things you did?
So why did you say you don't remember?
Because that, like I said, that part of my life, a lot of things I don't remember. And that is what causes me now to want to remember. So why I play sober. You just got to listen to everything. Not just the parts you want.
I do, because you're a psychopath. Did the dream teach you this? Dream.
Did she teach me what?
Did you teach her this? You said she was quiet and a nice, wholesome girl.
She's quiet. She's nice. She's a wholesome girl. She's a good, loyal friend. Like, yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I believe that because she is, though. But Anomaly, to me, and I say this a lot of times, Anomaly is the big bad wolf. But having both of you on, I didn't know she rolled in a pack. So it's more, y'all some wolves. Some sexy.
A pack?
Y'all some sexy ass wolves. That's what the fuck this
oh,
is.
Oh, Lord.
For real, when Anomaly first seen Anomaly, Anomaly was looking at me like I was a fucking steak on a Chipotle hot plate. That's what the fuck.
I mean, she's a Scorpio. What do you expect?
Scorpio? I don't know nothing about Scorpios. What are you saying? Scorpios like to stalk they prey?
When necessary.
So what are you, Dream? She said it's necessary.
She's a Pisces. What?
Pisces. What month is that? So she's a Pisces. What's your birth date? February 24th. Well, Terrell, what is your birthday?
After the Aquarius. Yeah. Mine's the 16th.
And mine's the 10th.
You know the vibes.
So we got Pisces and two Aquarius here. We should do things together, Dream. It's only right. It's
ready.
Divine. It's only right. It's divine.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Anomaly. Which came first, Dream or the dungeon?
Oh, you're asking me?
Both had the dungeon first.
He asked you a question.
No. I'm weak. So what came first? I think the dungeon came last.
The dungeon came last?
So you introduced Anomaly to the dungeon?
No.
No.
Okay,
I found it on my own.
After the dream turned
around. You was just looking around? You was just You just walked in the door.
What?
I said the door was just open. You was looking around. You just walking around. It just happened.
No, I wanted to push my limits, and I wanted to find a place I could do that.
Wow, so the dream introduced it to you, but you needed to go to higher lengths.
No, this was many years later.
So the dream created a monster.
I wouldn't say that. Everyone has a little Rick James in them. Some just have more than others.
Agreed.
Oh, agreed. Shit. This is seductively scary. So when you first found...
You have to open your mind.
That's very interesting. So, the dream. We know Anomaly is the big bad wolf, and she can be very aggressive. Like, very aggressive. But she looks so innocent sometimes and can play that role. You know? Play the role. Anomaly's always in cosplay. She's in cosplay.
You won't know
until you know. So, the dream, are you like that as well? Are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. I thought Anomaly
absolutely.
What the fuck? So, Anomaly said one time she took a whole 12-inch down her throat and didn't gag. Is that true?
Is that what she said? When did she say that?
Hold on. Is this Anomaly or the dream talking? Anomaly said that dream, and she said that you...
No, Anomaly did not.
You were there. She said that you were there, and I was like, I'm going to ask the dream myself. I'm going to ask the dream. So, did she do that dream?
Really? She said she did 12?
Yeah, she did 12. That's a long Jimmy Jones. Like, I was like, damn, you ain't gagging nothing?
Wow.
Really? Really?
I said, Anomaly, I'm going to ask the dream, because I don't believe you.
You shouldn't.
Dream, did she do it?
I don't remember that. I might have been asleep. I don't remember that.
Oh, you fell asleep because you did it first?
No, I ain't never did that shit.
Somebody put you... You ain't never took no...
I ain't never did that shit.
Now, that doesn't sound familiar. So you ain't never deep throat dream. You ain't never deep throat dream.
Nah. You said 12 inches.
All right. Less than 12 inches.
Yeah, like, dang. Nah.
I'm about to say, the truth sound like a lie.
No. I think he made that up.
Damn sure he did.
Yeah, I made up Anomaly. I made up Anomaly doing it. She actually told me you did it, but I was like, I don't know.
No, why are you bullshitting?
Why y'all bullshitting?
I just literally told you I've never seen her do that. Now all of a sudden you got a story about how first it was me, exactly. Now it was her. Come on.
Right. But have you done it before?
That's the quarantine. Even on the quarantine.
All right. We are in a quarantine. Have you done it before, Dream? Of course you did. I mean, come on. But how was it?
Come on, I had two kids.
That's right. She had two kids. And... Yeah, you had to do everything. Yeah, you did everything, right? Yeah, come on. Let's be adults here, right? Adults. So, Anomaly all the time. Now, this is no lie. This is no cap. No cap, Anomaly. I'm going to pause the music. No cap. Anomaly loves backdoor action.
I do.
See?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Anal.
Whoa! What? So did you teach Anomaly?
Why is it everything that I do, I have to learn from her?
Did you teach the dream, Anomaly?
A grown woman. She finds out things all on her own.
Yeah, she a grown woman. Yeah, she is.
I might have opened her eyes to certain things, but she's her own person.
So, who took it up the
Agreed.
Butt first?
That's hard to say. I know she's pegged before I did. She introduced me to that.
What?
But as far as taking it, it's
Hold
hard
on.
To say.
Time out. Dre, you pegged the nigga.
Yeah.
She said, yeah. What you mean? Yeah.
Nah.
Yo, y'all know what that is, right? Y'all know what that is, right? Oh, my God. Yo, she aggressive as fuck. What you mean you pegging
Yeah, she's
people?
More aggressive than me. She's more aggressive first than I
all,
am, yeah.
First of all, if that person likes it, then it is your job to fulfill every dream and fantasy that person has. One thing,
yes.
That is what I am doing.
Now, yes.
I don't see a problem with it. I don't discriminate against nobody, sexuality, or what they want or what they like.
Yes.
Okay. I'll agree with that answer. I mean, okay. We like a lot of things, Dream. You've got to fulfill them, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And I
didn't want to
fulfill
it.
Maybe once or twice.
Oh. That's why we fuck with the dream, yo. That's why we fuck with the dream. Way! The nation!
Yum.
Out of pocket.
Out of pocket. So, Dream, tell us. You said you love anal. How much do you love anal? Because the nominee love that shit.
I like it. I like doing it and getting it.
Oh, that sounds so... See how you make my dick soft, then you make it hard again. When you say shit like that, you know? I'm trying to have a consistency here.
Well, it's very powerful to give in all forms.
Is it powerful because you're a woman giving it? Because do we feel powerful all the time we giving it?
Yeah, you do, because y'all always want to say, whose is it?
I mean, who is it?
If you get the right one, you get the right one, she's going to tell you it's hers.
Right.
She might let you borrow it if you do it right.
Right, so who is it?
It's mine.
Yours?
And if you do it right, you might can borrow it.
Word, we can borrow yours. Who is it, Dream?
it's mine. It's gonna always be mine, no matter what.
A word.
It's gonna always be mine.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
All
right. We'll see.
Remember those faithful words when you go down that rabbit hole.
Right. I got an escape goat. That's why I'm so reckless right now.
Yeah, you think you know
escaping.
Right.
No
forget
escaping.
That safe word.
Hey, Porter, I'll throw the smoke bomb down.
Yeah.
Hell.
Pull me up, Porter. Pull me up. Man, they gonna pull me up at the end of this episode. That's why I'm going so crazy right now.
No, listen, I do want to say this. Since we are in the radio, it has nothing to do with anybody being gay or anything. I just want people out there to know that we're not bashing anybody's their sexuality. It's just that I am very intimate with my sexuality, and I have explored a lot of things, and I appreciate a lot of things and a lot of people. So we're not bashing. It's just that I am who I am, and I like what I like.
Facts.
I don't want nobody's feelings to get hurt. A caller be like, I'm not bashing nobody this day or anything like that. Okay, I've been on that side of it, you know what I'm saying? So
Right. Like we love I people like. On the way. We got that. Let's give the Dream a round of applause, guys.
Yeah.
We like all of that, but fuck all of that. So what you done did now, Dream, you know what I'm saying? You like giving it and taking it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like giving it and taking it.
What about at the same time?
It's kind of been awkward, but I'll try.
That would be awkward, right? But you'll try it.
It would be kind of awkward.
So the Dream would try anything. Yeah. Are you a drooler or keep it clean?
Am I a drooler?
Yeah, do you drool, Dream?
No.
You don't
drool. Drool before.
What you mean you drool?
What the fuck am I drooling?
You ain't got no saliva going on? Like, you got the dry mouth? Yeah. Like, what the fuck
are
you talking about?
Oh, no. You talking about that. I thought you were talking about when you hit me from the back. Oh, but yeah. No, I got the wet.
You got the wet. Double on top. You see that? When you say it twice, you know it's nice. You got the wet. How wet is it?
Nobody like no dry mouth.
Thank you. Like, I told Anomaly that before. I was like, Anomaly, nobody likes your dry mouth.
Really now?
Really? Yo, he's still trying, yo.
He is. He is.
No retreat.
Girl.
No retreat. Dream. You sound so good. You know that?
I am good.
Oh, you so good. Very good. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Anomaly.
What up?
It's one of your best features, too. You sound good, too.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate me, you do. You appreciate me as much as the dream appreciate me?
Different ways.
Or the way the dream will appreciate me? This is the way! This is the way! No doubt, no doubt. We used to motherfucking quarantine. This is what happens when you quarantine. You get silly, you get crazy. This is motherfucking Wave Nation! This is Jay Who the Prince, aka Rio! And I got Hi. My main guy, Ty, what it do, babe, bro!
You already know, Wave Nation. Still a wow.
A wow. Wow. And Mr. Larry Porter.
What's up, guys? Don't get caught down at rabbit hole.
Hold on, hold on. I think I'm still going, though.
No! I tucked on the rope! Pull me up!
Oh yeah, yeah.
We pull me up!
Have an escape plan. We do have an escape plan.
Right, let me smack a booty first. Let me smack a booty first. Yeah. Pull me up, pull
have
me up.
Have a safe word and escape plan.
Yes. And Anomaly, what's up, baby?
You already know. Play safe.
You say play safe a lot, but you are aggressive as fuck. How safe can you play safe. It? You got the dream pegging motherfuckers. How safe can you play it?
You'd be surprised.
No, because I would never know. Hey, my favorite wet dream, baby. How you doing?
Hey, baby. I'm good. How are you?
I really like her, guys. This is awesome.
I really like y'all, too.
Yeah.